gosh, today is a beautiful day, and so are you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Viral Report Podcast. Let's get this show on the road. Hello there, you beautiful faces. Welcome to the Viral Report. I'm Lamar. All right, so let's get into this thing. So I wanted to come on with a quick updated video around a viral video that went crazy across the internet a few weeks ago in July. So around July 24th or somewhere along there, a video went viral of a African-American woman out of Sacramento, California by the name of Ronnie Marie, who was just in front of a park interacting with a client of hers selling a bundle of hair when a dusty ass older white woman came up and just started harassing her, asking her, well, what are you doing over here? This looked like a drug transaction. And the lady was like, no, I'm just interacting with my client. She's just buying some hair. You know, the lady's like, get away from me. What business do you have here? Do you own the park? Why are you so pressed about this? There's been an update to this story. I want you all to go ahead and look at the original viral video if you haven't seen it, and then we'll take a look at the viral clip, because this woman who was harassed thinks that this Karen shouldn't be sought after, don't think she should be canceled, any of that craziness. Now, this is a woman who, if the Karen had called the police, she could have been injured. But you know what? Let's roll the footage and then I'll be back with an update.
I was just giving you a heads up.
Listen, ma'am.
You said
this is
hair extension.
Why are you doing it here?
Because I can.
It's a public park. It's a public park. Do you own the park? Can people pick up here? It's just a pickup.
Okay. It looks like a drug deal.
I don't care what it looks like. Call the police. I pay $50,000 in taxes. I pay my mortgage.
This is how. Do it at your house.
Lady.
If that's your house, do it at your house.
If there's a problem, tell someone.
Okay.
Thank you.
I was trying to give you a heads up.
Get a heads up.
Thank you.
Thank you. I definitely appreciate it. For the hair services. Thank you, love. I will. Thank you.
It looks like a drug deal. People don't go around every day. People parking there.
I'm telling you, you don't see where this man is.
You know what? I'm just saying.
I have a legit business. I
and people are talking about the girl on the bike that's stealing drugs.
I don't want to involve police on people.
What do you want me to do? Stop doing my business?
Well, I would like you to not do it here.
I'm aware it's a public park.
I'm just saying.
Okay. And if they call the police on you, I try.
Okay.
I tried.
Thank you.
All right, so y'all just seen that video clip, and there's so many things that went wrong on both ends. In this video, I'm going to talk about where the victim went wrong. Before I get into all of that, I want you all to go ahead and take a look at this updated video where Ronnie Marie is speaking out, and she doesn't want this woman to be held accountable. She don't want her being fired from her job, because you know what? God's going to take care of it. I want you all to go ahead and take a look at this update, and I'll be back with the rest of my commentary.
You know, I'm not looking for anyone to bash her, shame her, lose a job. You know, I feel like, you know, God's will do that. I just want something positive come out of it. If she learned her lesson, just don't roll up on people, because what if I was the wrong one? What if I was selling drugs? You know, kind of maybe would have ended bad for her. But I think what should happen to her, I'm not exactly sure. I just feel like I did my part, and my part was to be cool, calm, and collected, educator. I'm going about my business and continue to be successful in everything that I do. So I feel like whatever the public wants to let her know, they'll let her know. But I'm not looking for any job losing and bashing and harassing her. You know, that wouldn't be what the goal is for me. I definitely got a few free cash apps yesterday and the day before, and people just saying they want to buy the support. And to me, that's how you kill a Karen, you know, not with targeting her and giving her shine, because the shine isn't about her. You know, it's about letting her know if you do these type of things, all you do is going to encourage a positive movement, people coming together, people supporting, uplifting each other. That's all she did, you know. So I just feel like people did reach out, but I said, I don't want any handouts. You buy a product, I know you'll come back for it. Miss Karen, don't be nosy and don't be ignorant and don't roll up on people, honey, because lucky I wasn't the wrong one. I was the right one to do it to. But just mind your business is what I would say, Karen.
All right, so y'all just seen Ronnie Marie's update. And I have to say, I don't agree with what she had to say, at least not in its entirety. You know, I think the old hag should be crucified by the public. If she didn't see anything wrong, and if she didn't see anything suspicious, then she should have stayed in the house. But she wanted to be nosy, and she went viral. So I don't feel sorry for her. You know, asking the public to turn the other cheek and for peace and all this other stuff is just a confusion in the eyes of the public. You know, we can't cry out council Karens and council Kens and then say, oh, no, let God handle them, okay? This is the same forgiveness foolishness that happened in the Amy Cooper and Christian Cooper situation last year in New York Central Park when Amy called the police and then faked as if she was the victim. And then what did Chris do? Christian came out urging the public to take it easy on her. He didn't want her to lose her job. He wanted them to reinstate her dog to her. All this other foolishness. And just wanted the public to just ease off of her. This is the same mercy bullcrap that Bolton Jean's family gave the Dallas cop, Amber Geiger, after she executed their son in his own apartment. This is just crazy. I mean, at this particular point, why don't Ronnie Marie just hop on her big ass tricycle, ride on over to the Karen's house, and just start stroking her hair, and for good Christian sakes, why not just gift her a Bible while you're at it? I just hate when black people don't stay on code. All these other groups of people stay on code. If something needs to be counseled, they counsel it. The gay community, if they want to counsel something, they counsel something. If the Asian community want to counsel something, they counsel something. It's always this confusion in the African American community. Nobody can stay on code. But you know what? If this was a black woman rolling up on Ronnie Marie, she would have thrown hands. If this was a black man, she would have hurried up and called the authorities. And this is the problem I have. But when it's a white person, black people seem to have all this patience in the world and are willing to converse all the way into the night. We don't converse this much with each other. The woman only approached her, in my opinion, because she had on that damn bonnet out in public, along with house slippers and loungewear. And she saw another black woman in the car. So therefore, she thought it was a drug transaction. Wrong as hell. But what have black men and other black women been saying all year? Get rid of these damn bonnets in public. I keep saying, wearing these damn bonnets in public is a terrible mistake. But hey, what do I know? Maybe I'm wrong. Right,
so this is part of the video where I want to know, what do you think? What do you think of this viral video where Ronnie Marie is being harassed by this Grandma Karen? And what do you all think of Ronnie Marie's updated response? Do you care? Do you think that she was in the right? Or do you think she should have taken an appropriate stance and stay on code? But, you know, before I close out this video, I just want to say, you know, every neighborhood has one of these crazy nosy neighbors, right? Because this is basically what this was, is a nosy neighbor. You know, all I could think of just watching that viral clip, I bet she's just a gossipy nosy neighbor. The whole situation kind of just reminded me of this throwback clip right here. I want you all to enjoy this closeout clip, and I'll see you all in the next one. Peace.
Annual checkup. Oh, don't worry about me, because I'm the picture of health. That's because I start off every day with a big glass of prune juice. Miss Benita's got more movements than Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. Well, look at here, if it ain't Gretchen Kabunki. Hey, girl, I don't know why you here. You in perfect health. You got a figure any woman would die for. That's because if they had a figure like that, they'd kill themselves. Woman so skinny they had to tie knots in her legs to make knees. People in Somalia are sending her food. But I ain't one to gossip, so you ain't heard that from me. Well, look at here's Dr. Fletcher. How you doing, Dr. Fletcher? What a wonderful doctor you are. You got the best practice in the entire world. Malpractice, that is. He's made more vegetables than the Jolly Green Giant. Man so mean he gives a rectal exam with a Freddy Krueger glove. Whoa, look at here, if it ain't Mr. Fisher. Mr. Fisher, I'm sorry to see you in pain. Oh, boy, I know your wife must be besides herself. That's because she caught him sleeping with someone besides herself. That man wears a steel-bound condom. Last time she caught him cheating, she messed up his face so bad it looked like you ought to dip some Doritos in it. Oh, here comes Jan Young and her brand new bundle. Let me get a peek at the precious little thing. Oh, he's cute as a bug in a rug. More like a maggot in a diaper. They can't let that baby play in the sandbox because the cat keeps burying it. Oh, Miss Abbott, look at you. You still got your jaws wide shut? Ooh, I really admire that. You got a whole lot of guts. Got a whole lot of guts, a whole lot of butts, and a whole lot of chins. Mm-hmm. If she's on a liquid diet, that woman must be juicing bundt cakes. She's so fat after sex, she smokes a turkey.
Doctor! Doctor, come quick! My grandmother! What's happening? What's happening? Who is it? I think she passed out. That's Miss Jenkins from the Hopkins Project. Let's get us to the hospital. Come on.
Oh, woo. Woo, we almost lost Miss Jenkins, honey. That was a close shave. And speaking of close shaves, she could use one. That woman's got so much facial hair, she looks like Chewbacca with a weave. But I ain't want to gossip, so you ain't heard that from me.
Oh man, this podcast may have ended, but the fun continues right here with other podcast selections. Or you can take it up a notch and head over to our YouTube channel to watch our well-crafted, entertaining videos. I love you for listening to this podcast. I'll catch you in the next one.